Rotterdam was business port in oil. We get over to Rotterdam, and there's a strike on the east coast of longshoremen. And so they laid a ship up in Rotterdam, laid the whole crew off except the chief engineer, myself, and the captain. Well, this goes on for about 6 weeks. In the meantime, you know, we're hooked up to power. The plant's down and everything, but I'm down in the engine room with a slab of beef in the vise, cutting off steaks, you know. Captain, he agrees to do breakfasts, brunches, and I do suppers. But anyway, 6 weeks later, my port engineer comes in and he says, your crew's going to be here this afternoon and you're leaving tomorrow afternoon. Well, in the meantime, we'd been down, they'd borrowed a little equipment off a ship, like steering gear motors and stuff like that. I'm thinking, how are we going to pull this off? He says, we'll make sure you get... Anyways, the crew shows up this afternoon, and I'm watching the crew come on. I'm standing by the gangway, and who's coming up the gangway? But this guy I'd had trouble with, the first engineer. Now, on this ship, I'm a relief guy. The guy's that's my first engineer. He was sitting for his license with me, and he didn't pass. So he was still first, and here I come on as a new chief. And up the gangway trots this one guy. And he looks at me. He's a day third. He works during the days as a third engineer. So he looks at me and he says, haven't I seen you before? He says, you might have. He says, where's the chief's room? I says, stop inside first door. Anyways, about an hour later, he's walking around. He says, I've been looking all over for that chief. He says, you seen him? And I says, oh. I says, didn't I tell you? I'm the chief on here. And by this time, he knows who I am. And his mouth just drops open when he finds out I'm the chief. So I'm running from Rotterdam to Bremerhaven, Germany, over to Algeciras, Spain. Sometimes we stop in Piraeus, Greece, then over to the Suez Canal, and down through the Suez Canal, and up into the Persian Gulf to Dubai, and stopping in just outside of Mecca. And these are gantry ships, gantry cranes and everything. And the first engineer comes up to me, and I says, by the way, I says, we got a new day third on here. I waited until we got at sea. I called him in and I said, but we got a new day third on here. And I says, if I ever see him come up clean, I says, you're fired. And for the first one, us all the way to the Persian Gulf and everything. I mean, we had him in rose boxes and everything. And every day he'd come up, the coffee and everything. And he sat down, always had a smile on his face. And finally I said, okay, that's it. I said, okay. I said, you know, just he's doing a good job. I said, forget it. He's done his pay. About 4 or 5 years later, I'm getting on a plane in Bangor, and who's sitting in the front seat? And he says, Jesus Christ, he says, can I ever get away from you? He says, let me buy you a lobster dinner in Boston. But we become pretty good friends after that. It's funny how life is. It says, be careful of the person you kick today. He may be the person's butt you have to kiss tomorrow. So, a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, it seems like in the shipping industry that's particularly true, that you never know who's going to be on the next crew.
Yeah.
But, you know, people make names for themselves, or you make a name for yourselves, and you sort of cycle through them all as things go.
Yeah.